Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey! The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
I'll sit next to my boo, Boar. That route you took was much better than I thought it was
going
to go.
I'm not going downtown, sir.
I'll play around with dudes a little bit, but the shoulder's about my limit.
Shoulders as far as that go.
So you're the opposite of me.
Yeah.
So it's an elbow up.
Yeah.
Wait,
no, I won't. I won't go above the shoulder really either.
Chicks
it's
like
sort of
boobs.
There's a zone right about here from the elbow.
He never leaves the shoulder. Yeah.
Derpy Show.
Are you talking about like filibustering her?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, rickrolling.
Rickrolling and filibustering are not the same.
Oh, they could be.
Yeah.
Derpy Show.
But I was looking at them funny the whole time because they were literally yelling at their children and forcing them to order food that they didn't want to eat. So they were being horrible parents. And that's why they might have been getting a weird look from me, because while I was standing at the table trying to take their order, they're yelling at their children. So, like,
order the falafel!
I can't order the falafel, Dad! This is Taco Bell!
Order the falafel!
Derpy Show.
It's drunk chicks that like to say they're lesbians sometimes.
It's drunk lesbians?
Yeah. They like to pretend like they're lesbians, but wouldn't know what to do with a vagina if it, like,
they slap them in the face? That's what they do.
Vaginas do slap people randomly.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Derpy Show.
Joe was about to tell us something a while
ago. Go ahead.
It was something about...
So, has everybody seen all the crazy, ridiculous gifs about how Xbox, the new Xbox versus the new PS4, and how Xbox is fucking awful? Mm-hmm. And, like, to be, like, it really puts it in perspective for me, because I've never owned a PlayStation, I've always owned an Xbox, but I think I'm gonna have to go PlayStation this time around. And, like, I love, like, seeing the gifs where it's, like, SpongeBob and then Squidward each sticking a hand out through a curtain, and they're like... PS4, SpongeBob. No. Anyway, so then I found $5.
I'm judging you right now.
Where did you find the $5? This is important.
We determined a long time ago that that's a good way to save any story.
Oh, so you didn't find $5. Thus nullifying this good news.
He also didn't determine that with us.
Oh, okay. Touché.
I mean, I can give you $5 if that makes the story better.
Wait, whoa. Is that offer open to others?
Yeah. No. I take $5.
You sparked my interest in this.
No.
Derpy Show.
I want to fight all of you. Mystery guest, what about racism?
Anything.
What about racism?
Can I interrupt Channing?
No! You're the one that has to edit this, dick.
Whatever. I'll do what I gotta do for comedy.
He'll do anything for comedy.
Mystery guest.
I'll even get punched by girls.
God damn it.
And I'll keep interrupting you.
Racism,
that's
go.
How it's gonna go.
Fucking talk. I'm fighting for you and you're not talking.
I can't talk when there's other people talking. It makes me nervous.
Show. This is DJ Neofaust.
I'm DJ Snorlax.
This is Robo Joe.
And I'm Robo Joe. Oh,
fuck you, Boar.
I'm Miss Terry Guest.
Yes.
And I'm Robo Joe.
Fuck you, Boar.
I'm Robo Joe.
Fuck you, Shane. Fuck you, Neil Faust.
I'm Spartacus.
And I'm Spartacus.
And I'm Robo Joe.
Fuck you, Boar.
Is that how it is every episode? I'm Robo Joe.
It's always at the end. He's always like, I'm Robo Joe.
I can't wait till we just edit one episode of nothing but just, like, supercuts of Robo Joe. What is it? What is it? I'm Robo Joe!
Oh, I'm Robo Joe!
And what else does he say?
Oh, what was it?
No, but... I just want to say...
But seriously, guys.
Seriously, guys, and I just want to say...
Honestly, let me just point this out.
Honestly, you know what? Fuck all of you. We do that. You
wait,
guys...
I've got another one that he does all the time.
You guys...
You know what? Fuck all of you.
This literally happens every fucking episode, whether it makes it to print or not. You make fun of me every fucking week.
And I'm Boar.
Well, yeah, since this is year two, I guess we should make a year two resolutions.
And a toast.
Wait, I don't know about no resolutions.
I think we should
I don't have a monitor that can go beyond 1920 by 1080.
Listen.
Okay? Listen, that was my last year's resolution, and it's probably going to continue to be my resolution until some higher definition shit comes out.
What about the 4K? You could get that 4K shit.
I don't have access to
can,
that.
Can you buy a projector?
I can't afford
into
any
a computer.
Of that retina shit.
Yeah, retina shit. Anyway, I think we should make Derpy Show Year 2 resolutions. I resolve on Derpy Show... I don't know.
I resolve to research my topics.
No, you... I, you know what, that's...
That will ruin our show.
Yes. You know what, you know what? I resolve to prepare even less for each episode.
Really? So you're not even going to show up anymore.
Well, my plan is actually to learn things...
I think that's the only step back for most
people. Well, actually, just to not show up, that's less preparation. No. My plan is actually to study things incorrectly. So all I have is missing.
No, that's my stick.
That's Joe.
So you're going to step all over his stuff.
You have something to say, and I love it. But I have to point out something that happens with Robo Joe.
That's me.
I just said that tonight.
I'm sorry.
Which would be the first time tonight.
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
After I finish.
But this is shit that I have to address.
You're a woman. You don't need to finish.
No. Yo.
Oh, God. It's okay. Just go ahead. She can finish herself later.
Do we have any female fans? Because if we do, we're not going to anymore.
Okay.
Wait, wasn't bringing her on like the whole like Republicans bringing in Palin? We were just trying to get a demographic.
You're saying she's the token girl? She's your girlfriend. We like her more than we like you.
We've got. Listen,
I thought you were kidding about that.
No. Listen, they love me.
She's clearly not the Sarah Palin because we got a pretty girl for our show.
Oh, and she's smart.
I go with the smart one less than the pretty one because the whole pretty.
Did you just say?
No, I'm talking about Sarah Palin.
Okay.
I was actually going to say that the Republicans think that whole like relatively hot like Larry.
Stop calling my girlfriend pretty. Okay,
yeah, calm the fuck down, guys.
Guys, listen. The things you were doing to like fix her self esteem right now will take months to tear down.
No, you just have to call me racist. I got called racist today. By a white woman.
She's racist.
So wait, we can't build up her self-esteem because it's going to take you a while to break it down?
What?
Is that what he was saying?
You're saying that you're in the act of gaslighting her, and we should not try to help her at all.
Yeah, don't encourage her. Either.
If anybody's gaslighting anybody in that relationship, Timothy Terry Guest is totally gaslighting you.
What's gaslighting mean?
Gaslighting comes from a film where a husband was a... adjusting the lights in their gas lamps. So the woman would say, like, are the lights different? And he would go, oh, no, everything's fine. You must be seeing things weird. And it's and that's named for that because in a relationship, a man might constantly say something like, oh, no, that's that everything's normal. You're just acting a little weird. So the woman begins to believe that she's crazy when she's actually being abused.
Mm. Ah, doorknobs. I thought that it meant lighting farts.
That is a different form of gaslighting.
It is. Derpy Show.
Have you heard about the app that you could control? Okay, there's a Kickstarter for an app to remote control a cockroach from your phone. I didn't look it up, but
yeah,
I don't know if that's true or not.
I've seen that. It's actually
the technology. I've seen the technology before. It is out there where you do control the cockroaches via impulse control.
Yeah, you get the app, and there's a little kit that like it straps on top. Oh. Like you have to like prepare the cockroach by cooling it down a lot,
okay,
so it puts it into like a dormant state. Yep. Yeah, you don't freeze it because that'll kill it, but you do have to cool it down significantly.
So,
and then like you have to do a little cockroach surgery
and insert a needle. Basically, it's electrode.
Yeah, it's like two electrodes in it.
Can we not talk about cockroaches anymore?
Okay, the specimen. All right,
Yes, if
you
use
got
it,
a cute little animal.
Well, if they've done it with mice as well, though, too.
That's fine.
Can you do it to a bunny? Just shove it right
now,
up its
wait
ass.
Wait a minute. If you hate cockroaches, why do you mind that your people are performing horrific surgeries on them?
Because one of the
those
guys at
fuckers.
Work, he knows about this.
All right, pretend it's a rabbit.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, rabbit. You can remove a remote control a rabbit from your phone.
Yeah,
horrific.
Cruel, but I don't care.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just threatened with having horrific cockroach dealings with at work on a weekly basis.
Well, now you can remote control them.
Well, no, I've been threatened with him.
Remote control cockroaches.
Yes. Actually, quite a lot I've been threatened with. Like, he was like, oh, you're terrified of cockroaches? You know, I can get a remote control cockroach, and I can control it on my phone. And I'm like,
I
will just leave and never come back. He's like, okay.
Well, it's very primitive. It's not like you could tell him, like, go up the leg. No,
yeah.
It's like turn left, turn right, and go forward.
And
yeah,
if you're
but
not,
he would still
if
chase
you're not,
me with it.
If you're not hitting anything, I think they're just free will.
Yeah, honestly, what they do is if you have them chasing with it, it's going to be like this, but they don't move really fast. They're just kind of, like, moving around.
Hey, Joe, remember that one time that I found a cockroach in the bedroom? And I called you at work. I was like, where are you? I need you to come home. You're like, I'm walking to my car. I'm like, I need you to be here now.
And then Joe teleported.
Yeah,
he was like, well, why aren't you outside if there's a cockroach in there? I'm like, cockroaches live outside. I'm not going to go out there. I'm just going to be in the living room where there's not a cockroach.
Would you feel better if you had one of those salt guns?
Wait, they make salt guns?
Yeah,
yeah,
kill
it's
flies.
Called the bug assault.
Yeah.
And it shoots, like, salt. Like high velocity salt at bugs and kills them.
It'd be really good for ghosts.
Is it kill or is stun? Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It kills.
Kills.
It's for shooting flies. I don't know if
yeah,
where's
your flies? I don't know. They're a bit too armored for that.
They're pretty armored.
Yeah, I mean, I've stepped on.
I've
before,
smacked
yeah.
them with
yeah.
big things, and
yeah,
they don't
move
die.
Them. Yeah, yeah. But bugs are great for like you know just flying flies. You just go pop, and it's done. And it's harmless salt, right? It's just
yeah.
It's basically, oh, nice, nice.
That's my next step in becoming a demon hunter.
Yeah.
Salt gun.
Salt gun?
If you guys give me a salt gun, that,
you know,
that's
you
the only way I can go with that.
You load a shell with salt.
See,
pack
you
rock
have
salt.
To physically give these things to me because I'm not going to do it on my own.
Oh, okay, I see. But, I was like, because
she needs you to give her the gun.
Just
no,
give me, I need a supply.
Up.
What you're telling me is you need that guy from Supernatural. I can't remember the old dude's name.
Billy.
Bobby. You need a Bobby.
And then if you could operate that gun for her, that would be great.
Well, no, see, or you could be a Whistler from Blade.
There you go. Yeah, you need a Whistler or a
or
Blade.
Giles.
Or Giles.
Yeah,
exactly.
See, if I don't have these
she also
items,
doesn't want to do the karate or anything, so.
No, I could. No, I just want to be a Winchester, because I like, can just, like, shoot people or hack them to death.
Okay.
Buffy
no.
did a lot
see,
of hacking.
See, you
want
to be Winchester, but really all you want to do is go sit at the Winchester.
On his
no,
face.
What I, yeah, that's what I actually want to do.
No.
Bullets.
No,
I switched over to Shaun of the Dead.
No, what I actually want to do is sit on a Winchester's face.
Derby show.
I feel like an ass when I go in the Best Buy. And I just ask her a simple question to one of the techs, and then they show me to a section that I'm standing in front of there, and I pointed to one and said, hey, I noticed you guys got these, like, you know, USB to IDE converters. I just need an IDE to SATA converter. Like, oh, well.
No.
Walks around and points to that. I'm just like, yeah, that. Thank you.
What the fuck? Converter what?
Oh, SATA IDE.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. SATA IDE. IDE are the, you remember looking inside your computer and seeing that really, like, long ribbon with a little, like, flat piece?
Yeah.
Plastic flat? Those are IDE controllers.
Okay.
Or IDE
controller.
Cables.
Okay.
IDE cables. Also known as PATA. P-A-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
wait.
New technologies came out for SATA.
PATA?
Yeah,
I've never
P-A-T-A.
Heard of them
yeah, they're called that. Look, you look it up.
I don't want to look it up.
Don't look it up, then. And so the newer technologies are called SATA, which are smaller cables,
also known as Linbupa.
What?
Look it up.
I don't want to look it up.
Is that akin to Sidebuba?
Sidebuba?
It's not quite as supple.
Underbuba?
No,
Underboob the new side boob?
No, underboob is just like the bastardized redheaded stepchild because it's all sweaty and gross.
What? Oh.
Underboob, sweaty. It gets sweaty under
there. Not if they're nice enough.
Yeah, and I thought bras are meant to like...
Or if it's, you know, like a good
condition. Do you put deodorant under there sometime?
No. Maybe? Okay. I don't.
That's a good question.
Yeah, do you? Because it'd be like, our pits sweat. And sometimes the fold of fat
Well, you see, there's a lot of extra glands in your armpits that you don't have elsewhere on your body.
Well, some fat people do.
I mean...
What do you think? Because they have a gland problem? Is that what you're
going
with?
I know drag queens that'll deodorize their asshole before going on stage.
So wait, then... Are we offending drag queens now? Or
no, you just were saying that fat people do their roles. I'm saying I know some gay guys that do their butts.
That's true.
I'm just going to say
that...
To be
gay to be a drag queen?
If you
ever... have to do butts to be a gay guy.
I'm just saying that if you ever have, like, recently shaved and you're going to the beach, if you put deodorant on, you don't get terrible razor burn afterwards.
I've heard that.
Well, even if it has aluminum flakes in it or something like that, I heard somebody pretty good.
Wait. What deodorant are you wearing that has aluminum flakes in it?
90% of this.
Yeah, the antiperspirants that prevent you from sweating or have.
Yeah, but those are really unhealthy. You should never use an antiperspirant.
I've been doing that my whole life.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Things that prevent you from sweating are really bad for you because it clogs up those pores and you're
elsewhere.
Meant to sweat.
I sweat.
But that's not actually how that works.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I don't sweat because I'm a girl.
Yeah, and they don't fart or poop. So yeah,
I glisten delicately.
Yeah, and they drop out apple
like
pies.
We could just go back to like a couple hundred years ago where nobody bathed and they just put more powder on.
You know what? I watched this interesting documentary on the invention of soap. How that was just an advertising scheme before like nobody really used soap as much. Do you know what you're talking about?
No, but I know another good one that was an advertising scheme that works.
Wait,
I know two that are two of my favorites.
Yeah, there's a documentary.
Can we focus on the soap thing?
Okay, there's a documentary on consumer culture, and the onset of soap was a big marketing push. At least this is what the documentary pushed out to.
I can understand that, like, one of the major purposes of marketing is to introduce products to people who don't know about them. Mm. So, obviously, if people have never had soap... or, like, a toothbrush, they would need to be educated as to why they do
that. There's more to it than that, but hygienic-wise, yeah.
Now, okay, one of the major marketing, like, conspiracy things where a demand was generated that was never there before was diamonds. And now diamonds are worthless pieces of shit if you just look at them from an objective standpoint.
They're used for drilling.
But the way we use them, the way that they're coveted as tokens of
affection bullshit. Oh, well, no, they have more of a technological
purpose. That was a demand that was generated by De Beers.
Beers?
Is that the company?
I don't know. That is one of them. Yes, that is true. But I don't know if that was the origin of the...
I think that's the one. I think that's a big one, isn't it?
I just want to mention the fact that Lysol started out as a feminine spray.
This is true.
Until it killed all the females.
Until it killed everything that went on.
Now wait, I want to hear about the soap thing.
Well, I think that's all he knows about soap, so I'm going to take over for a second and share a couple of my favorites.
Okay.
One of my favorites is horsepower. It's totally arbitrary and made up by car companies to give people an idea of how fast things go, but it's not actually a quantifiable amount.
Wait. Now, on Top Gear, they measure horsepower
all the
time.
It's become It's become a standard means of measurement, but initially it was just a marketing thing.
It's just the equivalent
of
having 4 horses.
Yeah, like that's literally what horsepower meant initially.
They already used 600 horses.
So then they tied an actual quantifiable measurement to the horsepower.
That's like saying the English measurement of stone was originally just like a marketing thing, like, oh, it's roughly the size of a stone. It's not actually a stone size. Like, I mean, that's sort of how measurements...
Well, another good one is milk does a body good. Totally bullshit. Like, milk does a body good was an advertising campaign or a marketing ploy.
It doesn't give calcium or any essential nutrients like vitamin D.
Like, but the thing is, like, people... It's gone to an extreme. Like, people drink milk and give it to people and give it to kids and stuff like that, when in fact you should drink it in a much more, like, conservative manner than what people do nowadays. Like, I know people that will drink a gallon of milk a fucking day.
Milk is gross.
And, like, the thing is, like, that initial advertising campaign, especially back in the day when it started being sold commercially, before it was even, like, pasteurized or anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
When was milk not pasteurized? Tell me when this was.
Before Pasteur?
Yeah. But
Lewis.
When...
His first name was Lewis.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no, I know who you're talking about. But when was the Milk Does the Body Good ad campaign that came out? Before it was pasteurized?
I'm pretty sure they were pasteurizing milk, like, back in the old Deliver with Milkman days.
Yeah. 1800s.
I'm pretty sure Milk Does the Body Good 90s?
Yeah. Wow. Osteoporosis.
Actually, aren't there people that argue that unpasteurized milk is all healthier because, like,
I'm sure crazy, hairy, smelly vegans argue that all the time.
Like, vegans don't drink milk.
Good catch.
So, no.
Good catch.
They would think that you're drinking murder juice.
If they do, they lose their vegan powers.
Yeah, they will.
They do.
That was telling what else I've heard. Milk apparently is not good to drink after a stage in life, like a toddler's phase. Like, milk is something we're supposed to drink as infants, and afterwards there's not really a purpose for us to drink milk as adults.
Yes.
And it may have negative effects or something.
Yes.
So, you know where I'm going with this? I don't know the facts.
So...
We never did know the facts.
See, what you guys don't realize is that's what I just said.
Maybe.
No, it isn't. Yes, that's what you tried to say.
Every time Joe has a good point, we always have to restate it for him in a way that makes sense. It's true, though.
All mammals drink milk as infants from our mothers. What other mammal drinks the milk of another mammal besides humans?
Super sentient, super ape
cats.
Milk is actually really bad for cats. You shouldn't.
But they love it.
And then they have shits.
That's probably true.
Like, have you ever given milk to a cat?
I've given a lot of yogurt to a cat, but he really liked yogurt.
I don't know about yogurt, but I once gave, like, some whole milk to a cat. Nope.
He also really loved pineapple. I don't know why, but he would flip his shit for pineapple.
I had a cat.
I blew his mind when I gave him pineapple yogurt.
Derpy Show.
My resolution is to crowdsource all our idea for my fans.
Wait, your fans?
Have a fan?
I guess we have a fan.
Please, I've been on the show like half as long as you, and I think I've got more fans than you do.
You do. You have a closet full of fans.
But that's because
he has one guy that said that he thinks he's okay.
Yes! This is true. I never got an okay.
It's one of the two fans.
He's got an okay.
One of the two fans.
I bow to that. I like the crowdsource ideas too because I don't like the things.
What are you talking about?
Just
what is this crowdsourcing stuff? Somebody on the forum said, hey, you guys should drink some iron beer. And we're like, what is that?
Crowdsourcing basically meaning like have the crowds or our fans think of the ideas for us and we do that.
So what you're trying to say is I speak derp. Your resolution for Derpy Show is to listen to what the fans say and use their ideas instead of your own, so you have to do even less work.
Yeah!
And the idea that we got was one guy said we should try
Earn Brew.
Alright, okay, we all have to take a chat. Okay,
let's explain this. Earn Brew apparently is pronounced Iron Brew, which is, I think, Celtic?
It's spelled IRN. Orange line, BRU, orange
line. Bar. It says bar with two R's.
Einberger.
Earnberger.
Earnberger. And it looks kind of like, I mean, the outside of it, it looks like a Gatorade bottle kind of like logo.
It's also oddly thin and pointy, like it's designed for insertion.
Yeah,
this might be.
But the ingredients state, this is what it is. Carbonated citrus fruit flavored soft drink. Ingredients. Carbonated water, that's good. Sugar, citric acid, natural and artificial flavors, sodium benzoate, or zoate.
Preservative.
It's a preservative. It makes it fresh. Caffeine, FDNC, yellow, number 6. Apparently, when I was reading up on this drink, they were banned from selling their version of this drink overseas because of coloring agents or something.
I would also like to point out that if you look on the orange one, where this, like, silver guy is, at the bottom, it says, not a significant source of iron.
And just in case you got confused.
And if you read further, it says, or brew.
Or brew.
Yeah.
Can I go ahead and say, regardless of what it is and how bad it might be for us, at least it doesn't have HFCS, high fructose corn syrup.
Now, I'm wondering...
This is true. Holy crap.
...why we were told to try this. Because the last time we tried out a beverage, it was terrible.
What was the last beverage?
It was that Mountain Dew one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. But apparently, somebody thought that it was a good segment when we were trying out beverages, so they suggested one of their homeland's drinks, this Erin
right.
Beer.
Right. Erin Beer.
Try this Erin Beer.
3, 2, 1.
All right. Wait, I gotta smell first.
I've had this before. I know exactly what I'm getting.
It does smell like bubble gum.
Yeah. It smells like candy.
Oh, this is going to be fucking awful.
It sounds like bubblish.
Does anybody like bubble gum?
2, 1, go.
No.
It's not bad. It's just bubble gum soda.
It's like good.
Orange bubble gum.
I like it.
I'm not hit really hard by the orange taste, though.
No, it's definitely bubble gum, but it has that citrus aftertaste.
Oh, there's the aftertaste. Something a bit oily. What is that?
That's probably the ferric ammonium citrate.
It's like a film on my tongue.
Well, I want to point out that ferric is iron.
Well, to be fair, they could just be making it with soft water.
I just like to point out that it's not a significant source of iron.
But there is iron, a small amount of iron.
Wow, that's so... Whoa, seriously, it leaves a weird waxy, oily after thing.
Joe almost spilt this on the bed trying to hand it to me.
Well, that's because he's got, like... I think at some point, his hands and his feet were cut off, and they put them on the wrong way.
I mean, this is bottled
America. I just like to point out, listen, guys, honestly, fuck all of you.
I just like to say that.
Okay, so it tastes kind of bubblegummy and citrusy, and it's liquidy.
How much were these?
$3.79
or $2.79, I think.
And where did you pick these up for us?
From the International Food Market, which, by the way, we need to go as a group there sometime, because I was lost in the drink aisle of all different drinks I want to try. There's African drinks, there's Asian drinks, which, by the way, white gourd drink is delicious.
White gourd drink.
White gourd drink. It's like a squash type of drink that they have caramel in it, so it tastes like this almost like popcorn caramel thing. It's really nice.
That sounds disturbing.
You need to try it. That
I've had
celery soda.
Jelly drink.
Have you had celery soda?
No, I have not.
It's good stuff.
So what? So what do we say? Is this? I vote yay. I like Erin Beer. I vote yay.
I'm not liking the weird waxy after.
I like.
It
goes away. I will say that I like it, but I will not go out of my way for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like OMG. It's no mezzo for me.
So you're a nay. I'll be honest. Like, are you a yay, I'll go buy it, or nay, I won't buy it?
I'll drink it if it's given to me, but I won't buy
so
it.
So nay.
Yeah, nay.
I'm very neutral, so I guess nay. Because I'm not going to go out of my way to buy this stuff. But it's okay.
I'm probably a nay, too.
I've had it before, and I don't go out of my way to buy it.
You know, I like it. I actually like it quite a bit. I'd buy it over something else. Yeah, I'm going to go yay.
But wait, is this like a popular drink in like Scotland?
Yeah, it's made less super popular.
Yes. Oh, so it's like uber like Coca-Cola level stuff.
Probably like a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mountain Dew.
All right.
I think I would prefer a Mountain Dew Livewire over this, though.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Well, Livewire is the orange Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Orange flavored Mountain
Dew. And Neighbor Fuel is basically Livewire with bit more sugar.
LimeWire was really good.
LimeWire is really good.
LimeWire was a great program.
LimeWire really was.
No, it was
full of viruses.
Filled with viruses.
I got so many songs with mislabeled bands.
Dude, I tried to download bands songs. I tried to get this one like Sublime.exe, and that wasn't an MP3.
Metallica showed up at my door and sued me.
So, more importantly. Do you vote yay or nay on bringing drinks and weird food and taste testing on it?
Fuck yeah.
Honestly, let me just point this out, that I think we should leave it up to the fans.
Right, that's what I'm saying. To the fans, do you like us talking about random foods and drinks? I know it's not funny, but is it informative?
I don't know about you guys, but me and Chan are pretty adventurous when it comes to eating and drinking things. So, like, our threshold and or... palates might be more receptive to different kinds of
food. Oh, man, it was
awesome.
You guys
don't understand, I like balut. That's all I gotta say.
Well,
let
me explain. First of all, what's balut?
Wait, okay.
Balut is a fertilized either duck egg or chicken egg.
So
that they bury for a few months.
Fair enough, I'll try it. If a culture around the world eats it, I'll try it.
Yeah.
There's a tiny little duck bill inside of it.
There's a beak.
Is it good?
It's just crunchy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll try it.
So we have... I have a theory in my life that if in the world there is a whole culture of people that love something, they think something tastes delicious, there is a chance that my taste buds match theirs and I will go my whole life not discovering a delicious food.
I have an argument against that.
Yeah?
Taste buds are... I don't remember the fancy word, but it's a chemical receptor that culturally growing up, what your mom eats and when you're in the womb and what you grow to eat and be accustomed to gets chemically imprinted on your taste buds. And, for instance, Asian cultures don't take to dairy too well. They don't have cheeses. Mm. And for them eating cheeses, A, it makes them upset. B, they don't like the taste of it. So scientifically, you could, through development of trying different foods and stuff like that, be open to it. But at the end of the day, chemically and receptively on your tongue, you're not really open to that.
So you are what you eat, and you are what your parents ate.
Yeah. You know, you can say that, but I fucking love peanut butter and jelly, and my mother thinks it's the devil, so...
And some people don't like peanut butter and jelly. I worked with guys overseas that are just like, they don't like peanut butter.
My mother thinks peanut butter and jelly mixed together is a fucking sin against nature.
No, like I agree with her. But will she eat... Like, I bet that peanuts and fruits were probably part of her palate anyway. Like, yeah. Maybe not necessarily in combination.
She loves fruits. Yeah. She loves jelly. She loves peanut butter. But together, she's like, fuck that
maybe
shit.
It's just a preference thing. I don't know. Like,
I'm just
same thing with Vegemite and cheese. I don't like that.
But anyway.
So what you're saying is we need to go to Little Vietnam.
Nam.
And finally try the durian.
God, I want to try a durian smoothie. I'm sure it's terrible, but I want to try it.
Durian smoothies.
Yes!
Do they have red bean smoothies? That's great.
Yes, they do. But durian, do you know what durian is?
It's the smelliest fruit.
Yeah. Apparently it tastes good. You just got to get past your olfactory receptors.
Yeah, but
onion soup.
Yeah.
80% of your taste buds is your smell.
This is true.
It's like French onion soup? What do you mean by that?
Well, no,
it tastes
had
like
avocado.
French onion soup?
I was told it's
almost
like avocado.
I love avocado.
You ever had avocado with mayonnaise and soy sauce on it?
I've had it with soy sauce. I don't think I've ever smeared mayonnaise on my already highly saturated fat food.
But the Japanese love to eat avocado with mayonnaise and soy sauce.
Ugh!
But
I hate mayonnaise.
Durian is kind of like that, but a little bit of a smear under...
Hey, another proof against that whole your parents thing. My mom will eat mayonnaise out of the goddamn fucking mason jar, and I can't stand that shit.
I had friends that ate them out of packets. Like, I can't afford lunch, so we eat these mayonnaise packets. Like,
that's
an
abomination.
My God.
Okay. Mayonnaise is A, awesome, B, full of protein, C, way better if you make it yourself.
Why don't you just spray cum all over your food?
What?
I guess it's more
because
protein.
Because cum comes out of a guy's dick.
Or bowls.
Mayonnaise is made
out
of eggs.
Pleasure.
It comes out of, it's made from eggs.
And oil.
Like, that's it.
Eggs and oil, that's it.
Eggs and oil and something else, right?
No,
eggs and oil.
You can spice it.
You can you can make it, but essentially make your own mayonnaise. That's all you need.
Spicy mayonnaise, in the sushi places.
But yeah, I like to eat weird shit. A friend of mine decided to bring a mystery food to try to fuck with us.
Do it, I'm down.
And he's like, we were going to get disappointed. Oh yeah, we were going to get a pizza, and I didn't have any cash, and Dr. Mrs. the Dirty Hipster didn't have any cash either. He's like, I will buy the pizza for you if you take one bite of the mystery food for every slice of pizza. Thinking he's like an evil genius. I'm like, alright.
Hey, what the hell was it then?
He just went to Little Vietnam.
Let Channing tell.
And he purchased a pack of freeze-dried, candied crabs. Like little tiny baby crabs, freeze-dried and candied.
Delicious.
I love them!
Yeah.
So I was like, deal. How? He's like, wait, you like them? No, don't eat those. I have to save them to...
Inflict them upon
other people. And I was like,
I mean, have you ever had bung? There's a fancy name.
Bung is, we talked about this, right? Is it like a type of tripe?
Yeah, it's a type of tripe. But they call it, and the Vietnamese have a type of style that they cook them in, and the Laotian has a different style. Filipinos have a different style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm not big in tripe. We tried it at a dim sum place, and tripe's not my jam.
Well, it depends. If you could clean the tripe correctly and get that poop taste out of it, because that's really what that's really what it is. It's this badly clean bung. And so, but you laughed.
Can hold on just a second? Because you have talked about bung before.
Yeah. They have.
Are you talking about the calamari?
Substitute calamari. Yeah, there's been like NPR stories.
We talked about that. That's what we talked about the episode.
Yeah, that's.
We've
cut that. Back to asshole. Bug.
Bung. Cut that. Back to asshole.
Bunghole.
Can I have my new ringtone? Cut that. Back to asshole. 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 Cut that. Biggity back to asshole. Cut that. Biggity black to asshole. Cut that shit. Back to asshole. Asshole back in. You're cutting the shit. Yeah.
Bung.
That's a text message. Bung.
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 Bung. Bung. Bung. Bung.
This is gonna be minimalist.
And then there's like some fart noises and
no
Facebook.
No. Facebook.
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 What are you, the Golgari shit demon?
Well, the rest of them are butt themed. I figured, you know, keep with it.
Well, what if you're not into butt?
Shitty text message.
Maybe you're in the front butt. I don't know.
The front butt?
Oh.
Wait.
Squidbillies
for
that
is
term.
Front butt like a really bad badge?
Sure.
I don't know. I thought front butt was when you had a gut that overhangs to a point where you have a front butt.
There's actually a scientific term for that. I don't remember what it is.
Wait. Are we talking about fupa?
Fupa.
The fat upper pussy area?
Oh, dear God. I didn't know there's a name for these things.
No, I'm pretty sure front butt's when you have a gut that hangs over your trousers so badly that it's so big that it actually forms an ass.
I understand what
kind
you're saying.
Like fold there.
I've just never heard that.
You've never heard front butt?
No. I don't know if anyone's
ever heard of
back
bacon.
I only heard it from Squidbillies. That's
wait,
the thing.
Back bacon?
Back bacon.
Back bacon is the best kind of bacon.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I thought jowl bacon was the best kind of bacon.
No. Jowl bacon's good. I think back bacon's really good.
What is back bacon?
Bacon that comes from the back.
It's opposite of front butt.
Wait, so you're eating humans?
Wait. Hold on.
So wait.
So
back bacon is people?
So front butt does not equal back bacon.
Right.
But, wait. So they're opposites. So, let me see.
Like...
One
back
over
bacon,
X.
Back bacon you really want to eat. Because it's delicious.
Yeah.
You don't want to touch a front butt.
No. So like, one over front butt equals X over back bacon.
Two pie back bacon.
That's a circumference of deliciousness.
Well, you're going to have to eat a couple of pies to get either one of those to actually form properly.
We're not making human back bacon!
What is back bacon?
Okay, you understand bacon, right?
Is it from the pig or human?
Pig!
Do you want to know what the actual scientific term for the...
What is
front butt?
Google scientific term for front butt?
Because I've seen
okay,
it before,
if you
so
haven't,
what it was.
If you haven't been paying attention, she is the master of Google.
She really is.
She found Fruit of a Loom Rule 34.
I'm really good at the internet. Abdominal... Paniculus. Or the penis.
The penis! So front
that's
butt...
better than the penis.
So front butt equals penis.
Penis.
P-A-N-N-U-S.
I'm gonna punch you in the penis.
punch you
so hard in the penis.
The penis.
P-A-N-N-U-S.
Oh, God, that's so awesome.
I don't think
you're welcome.
I don't think we could have planned that better if we actually knew what it was.
That's better than the fucking weenus shit we used to say in, like, middle school.
Pinching weenus.
There's also a 1 to 5 scale of how bad it is. 5 being one that hangs down to your knees.
Wow. Oh my fucking god.
That's possible?
Yep.
How is there a drag on the floor number?
I don't think it's ever gotten to that.
I didn't probe me that far.
I just shared with Neofaust and Boar the grading scale.
My face is stuck like this for a while.
The paint is scale.
I think you need to read
No,
this.
I don't want to see the paint.
It's a picture.
No, it's not visual.
It's not visual. It's a Wikipedia.
Oh, would you like me to read the grades? The grades of an abdominal paniculi.
Penis
or
scale.
The penis scale.
Penis scale.
Yes, I would love to
okay.
read
you. So P1. The penis barely covers the hairline and mons pubis, but not the genitalia. That is what we often refer to as the fupa, the fat upper pussy area.
Wait. The mons... No.
Isn't that... The mons pubis is that part
just,
right there.
It's just this area.
Yeah, it's just
yeah when that starts to puff out, that's the fupa.
I thought you were saying that it covered the fupa, and I was like, that's not...
No. Like, what we often refer to as the fupa is that area.
Yeah,
that
okay.
Puffs out.
Gotcha.
This is world changing. Everybody's grabbing their crotches, people.
Grade 2,
or P2, as I'm referring to it, because this is now the paniculi scale.
P2, going down.
Panis.
It extends to cover the genitalia, which means that your hang down of the front butt completely covers your waggly bits.
So, you know how you talk about, you make fun of people sometimes and say you're so fat you haven't seen your penis in years? Like, you literally...
Grade 2.
You only have to be a grade 2.
Yeah, like, that's kind of surprising to me that that's grade 2.
More.
Like, where does it go from there?
Well, grade 3 is the upper thigh. So it actually has to hang so far down...
That's it, like a little apron, like a little skirt.
So at this point, you're actually beating out a black man's cock.
What?
And your front butt.
What?
I think beating out a black man's cock with the front butt is a completely different thing.
That sounds like an awesome rap song.
Yeah.
Okay,
out the... I can't even say it.
Okay, what's P3?
Oh, that was P3.
Okay, what's P4?
P4 is when it extends...
Do you know any rappers?
P4.
P4! It extends to cover the mid-thigh. So what is exactly the difference between... the upper thigh and the mid thigh. Because if you're already covering, like, to me, this is the upper thigh. So if my genitalia is already covered, haven't you already covered the upper thigh? Like.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I say, this is upper thigh. And then
maybe it's going off
mid-thigh.
Of women. Because they don't have the dangly bits.
That's
I've
true.
Heard.
One must not question the
I've never
will
seen
of the panis.
Also, great. I want to point out that she just made weird spidely things at her crotch, and it's really terrifying, actually.
We're told it looks like an ood.
Wow, so
an
she's
ood?
Like a...
We had this conversation before you got here.
So...
We ruined corned beef for him.
Is there a tiny... yeah. Is there a small little glowing orb attached to your vagina?
We must
yes.
be.
No, it's kind of like how the Navajo gods had little, like, demons that would... You haven't read American
The Manito?
No, is that the name of the chick?
Yes.
The
Manito are demons.
And then also there's a Indian goddess that actually swallows her lover with her vajayjay.
Well, I'd also like to point out the fact that based on an earlier conversation, Neofaust will no longer eat a Reuben sandwich.
Did we get to four and five?
We didn't get to five.
Well, five
is beyond.
P5 is when it extends to cover the knees or beyond.
So it could be dragging on the floor.
It could be dragging on the floor.
Straight
but
up
I think if you're
hut.
Dragging on the floor, then if you try to stand, your knees just collapse.
Oh, damn, you just took the penis scale up to 6.
The penis scale.
Well, that's like a new, that's a new yo mama joke.
Yo penis scale.
Face with it.
Draw, so you can over your face.
Yeah, so it's like those hoodies where you lift it up.
Yeah,
so wait.
Yeah, only you have a face on the back of your penis and you just draw it
through
your face.
It's so on a roller coaster.
Oh, and you can probably even get really high tech with it and put it underneath your shirt and just kind of have it up like this.
Have you seen my velociraptor?
Oh my
god. Lift up your penis.
So, on roller coasters, when you go upside down, that's a potential hazard.
I don't think you would make it on the...
Yeah, you wouldn't fit on most.
God, you give yourself a black eye.
It's a black eye.
Oh.
And so he suffocated while being stuck upside down.
Derby Show.
Do you guys remember when we were talking about the different types of weaponry? Like the new age weaponry, like the laser that makes your skin burn, but that doesn't actually hurt you because it's microwaves.
We got into non-lethal. No, it hurts you. No, the microwaves hurt you.
There's no ands or buts about that. That causes cancer.
So we talked about that before, and we discovered, actually, our own detective DJ Neofaust discovered an online speech jammer program.
Mm-hmm. Online, and also there's apps, too, for your phone as well.
So we've actually acquired a speech jammer program, and we're going to take turns attempting to read famous stuff. I'm downloading right now something from Shakespeare, and I'm going to power through it as hard as I can. You guys have to not talk while I do it, because like, you're all getting picked up from
it's
it.
It's going to be so hard.
Yeah, we know. We were playing with it earlier.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Go.
Go.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles. I don't think it's that... I can read fine, but talking is harder, actually. Hold on, let me try this again.
Because you can focus on what you're reading, but forming thoughts...
The heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, there's a consummation... Devoutly to be wished to die, to sleep, to sleep.
I think we need to adjust to you, because I don't think you're getting the full effect. Hold on.
Like, we couldn't do anything earlier.
Supposedly, like, people are sensitive to different levels.
Oh. Maybe I'm immune.
No, I doubt it.
No, you were starting to stutter already.
Okay. I'm scared. I don't like it. Okay. For in that sleep of death, that what dream... I don't like that at all. I don't like this.
I think we found the sweet spot.
Hold a conversation with us. So we hold a conversation.
Okay. I'm going to try to hold a conversation. I think I'm okay with that. I just have to look you guys in the eye, and then I can talk to you. But stop.
Talk to us?
There it goes. Yeah, talk to me. You have to talk to me so I can talk to you.
Okay. So, Chaddy, how was your work today?
I didn't go to work today. I was actually at home. This is a sigh. I don't like it. Do I sound like a deaf person?
No, you just draw out your words. It happens to me, too. Like, I try to say home, I'm like, oh.
Hey, the only thing that makes this okay is that you're going to get to watch all of us go through the same torture. All
right.
All right.
Let me try this one more time. This one I'm going to try because I memorized this and I almost know it by heart.
That may not work in your favor.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times. And now how abhorred in my imagination it is.
I don't know if he's fucked up enough. I mean, that's pretty fucked up, but let's adjust him again. Let's try a little bit of an adjustment. Try
finish
again.
Your sentence.
To be fair, he does a lot more
he talks more.
Oratorial?
Yeah. Well, that's not the exact...
He speaks more.
You were trying to say he does more oral?
Origami, right?
Yeah. He speaks out of his ass.
I do not do as much oral as you do.
It seems to get better when we lower the delay.
Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers... I don't want to do it anymore. I really don't like it.
You're forcing yourself
trying.
So hardcore, just I'm that good.
And now a reading from Tim Burton's The Melancholy Death of Oyster Boy and other stories. The girl who turned into a bed. It happened that day. She picked some strange pussy willow. Her head swelled up white and soft as a pillow. Her skin had turned all flaky and rotten, which is now replaced with 100% cotton. Throw her organs and in torso, she sprouted like wings, a beautiful set of mattress and springs. It was so terribly strange that I started to weep, but at least after that, I had a nice place to sleep.
I don't understand how you're fighting that you so hard.
You
fight
it so hard.
You had to concentrate. Like, your face was turning red. You were, like,
you trying were. So That's because I wasn't going to be defeated by it.
God damn.
They shut down my brain.
Man.
Dies.
It's, I don't know why, like, it seems like it shouldn't be that hard.
How do I do
I feel
things?
Like I should just be able to keep talking, but I really can't.
See, when you do sporadic words, it's a lot easier. But if you do a constant sentence,
it's awesome.
This is brutal.
I hate it. I hate this technology.
Yeah. It's really evil. It's evil as shit.
It's good. I mean,
it's better than bullets.
It's effective. It's better than bullets. Or is it?
Is it?
Would you rather be dead than be alive and silenced?
Oh my
That's
god.
Powerful.
You see? Like,
you could just put somebody in a cell with this technology all over the place.
They'd go crazy.
I would go nuts.
Yeah.
I would probably just be silent all the time.
Okay, now, DJ Neofaust attempts to read Edgar Allan Poe's seminal classic, The Raven.
Once upon a miniature, while I pondered weak and weary over many quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, Suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. I feel like I'm stuttering.
It's all over the place.
"'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door.
Chamber.
I'll leave this and nothing more. I distinctly remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow.
Can you have a conversation at all?
I think I can have a conversation.
I think you can have a conversation, my friend.
I sound drunk. Seriously, this is probably what I said drum.
Oh, what was the rap song I was doing earlier? Let me try the rap song. Let me see if rhythm
there
can
was
fight
like
it.
Two words.
I know, but let me see if rhythm can fight it. Do you remember? What's a song? Maybe a song. What's a song I should try to sing? Like, just any easy song.
Beatles. Sing a Beatles
okay,
song.
Sing all of the Beatles.
In the town where I was born, there lived a man who sailed the sea. And he told us of the life in the land of submarines. I know the rhythm in my heart. I can't make it happen.
It kind of sounded like the kids of Whitney High.
Robo Joe with the Declaration of Independence.
Winning in the... winning in the course of a few human events. Oh. I know it by heart. It's not helping.
The paragraph.
Like, I feel like I can talk. I just stutter really badly for some reason.
This helps people who stutter like crazy, apparently.
What? No, wait. I have a question. What if people that like have learning disabilities? What if there's just something in their ear that causes this?
It helps people that have.
It helps them
hearing disability.
I think. What is it? Is it
stutter? I know it's stuttering. It helps them stuttering.
People that have problems, it corrects it.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Okay, now.
Alright, am I going to try again?
Try it again. Come on, power through it.
Power through it. I powered through the first paragraph of the Raven. That's still affecting me. Oh no, it's causing me to have to stutter now.
It really does. Like, there are some lasting effects to it.
Ooh.
2 seconds of it did it to me.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another.
Oh, yeah.
And to assume among.
See, the best part
does
is...
Does it get better if you do one word at a time?
See, yeah, no? Every sporadic word I notice, I say fine. But if I'm doing a string of words, it fucks it up.
In my head, it sounded better when I was doing one word.
Oh,
did
yeah,
it not sound better when I was doing one word?
If you're just doing one word at a time, I could do one word at a time.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't have time to fuck up. It's like you have to at least say... like.
I notice you just shut off your ears when you're doing that. Or notice shut off. You memorize it and just you power through it.
The thing is, though, I've memorized that and it didn't help me. Like, I know the Declaration of Independence. Nothing you could do.
That's why I went to the one Hamlet soliloquy. I'm like, I fucking know that soliloquy.
Well, that's why I went with that instead of the Gettysburg Address, because I have the Declaration of Independence memorized, and fuck if it did anything for me.
Mm. All right, Mr. Guest. What are you reading? Something like from Oyster Boy?
Yeah. Oh, I already don't like it, because I can hear myself. It's just really
just
short.
Just do it.
Nope. No.
Just say one word.
Be strong.
Be strong.
Hold her hand.
No, I don't want.
Joe.
It's okay.
He's less comforting.
Okay.
All right. What are you gonna do, boy?
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Do you have any Dr. Seuss?
Do your tally voice.
I'll do,
try your tally voice.
See if a character voice will fix it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Tally it.
Hey guys, wanna get high?
He said we're drunk.
I know.
It's like nothing. I think it lasts through a nuclear storm.
Hey guys, is this?
No, I can't do it. See?
No, it makes your tally impression better.
It makes it better. It's like you're so damn high.
I think I just figured out the bean, the funky.
I can't do it.
You're so doing bad. A character that's supposed to be fucked up. It's hilarious. Must.
Yeah.
Here you go. Grenades in hand.
I am Sam. Sam I am. That Sam I am. That Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. Do you like green egg? I can't do it. Fuck this.
Hold on, there's short ones. I can do it. I can do fucking Seuss. Give me another shot.
Dude, he's hardcore and beating this.
I'll try one more. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them. Okay, I'm done.
I like how yours just evolves into.
I feel like I would develop a stutter if I.
It's my last chance. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. I am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere.
It's weird how he just sounds like he has a learning disability or like a speech impediment, and like
it affects
everybody
shut different.
Down, and you shut down.
I can stutter through.
I sound drunk.
Yeah,
I slur as hell. You stutter. It's funny.
It's weird that it affects everybody differently, though. I guess it just has to do with your brain.
I turn it off. I can't even hear that little echo anymore, man. It's fucking me up. I'm really fucked up from that, guys. Like,
doesn't it like mess you up?
Like,
it's like weird.
And Channing was like a little. Like,
well, you were powering through it. I think we knew when to stop, but damn it, Channing, you powered through it.
Yeah,
I wanted to see if I could actually fight it if they used it against me. Like that was me,
But I think there's psychological stress involved.
There really is,
well.
Man. Like, there really is.
Derpy Show.
So, what about that Ouya? You wanted to talk about the Ouya.
I feel like we've talked about Ouya enough, haven't we?
But I actually have it!
Oh,
I just wanted to do an update on two devices that I've talked about.
But I want you to talk about this goddamn
Neo GX.
But
now I finally have it in hand. I've talked about both of these things.
You hear that, people? That's the sound of awesome. That's a tactile click feel. Oh my god, I'm enamored.
Wait, let me click it.
The whole actual... The build
it's
quality
light
feels
as hell.
Nice.
See how light is? I feel like it's loud.
That's the only thing I don't like is that it is loud.
It's loud.
So it's disrupting to other people, but it has a good... That's what the old AES consoles felt like.
Thank you.
Oh, the joysticks had a click,
really
click, click, click. Oh, that's a very great tactile feel. Although, like...
Tactile.
So, like...
It fits your hands well, though.
That's what she said.
I really like the grip on the back. Okay, so what we're talking about... is the Neo Geo X.
AKA the Clicky Box.
AKA the Clicky Box. Now, we're going to go over two video games very quickly that I have recently acquired after having talked about them on the show at least once before.
Better not be Metal Slug.
This one is the Neo Geo X, which is made by Tomo. It's a recreation of, it's actually a little emulator machine that's celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Neo Geo, the SNK 8ES home console that was like $600 when it came out in 1993 or whatever. And it's a total cash grab. The software on it is actually a piece of crap.
Oh no, really?
Essentially, it's a poor emulator. We're getting more games and a firmware update that's supposed to fix a lot of stuff, but right now it's kind of buggy. But it does play all right. It has 20 games built in, and they're going to sell us more.
What's the interesting battery thing.
Battery Life, I haven't been able to test that very well.
Taste it.
But it has a nice feel to it. I'm still fucked up in my mouth. Like,
that's why I gave you an ice pop.
I'm trying.
He's trying to heal that mess up.
Channing dealt with some emotional and mental strife. He gets an ice pop.
Yeah, guys, psychological trauma from that thing.
Like, for the first time I understand, like, in video games or in, like, TV shows or RPGs, where somebody's, like, a wizard or a psychic.
Kind of silence or something?
Well, no, that's what silence would be like. But more like in a wizard when they, like, or a mutant, like Jean Grey, and she, like, does this psychic power and then her nose bleeds. That's kind of how I feel right now. Like, I fucking feel, like, weak and, like, my mouth doesn't work.
After playing this thing for a whole 20 seconds, I can't help but notice that what's the point of the widescreen aspect ratio?
Considering it's
4:3.
Oh, if you press the top left button, one of the L1 buttons, it'll change the aspect ratio.
Well, now it's stretched.
Correct.
I don't want that. What's the point of having it be widescreen?
We don't know.
Maybe there's going to be widescreen games.
Why wouldn't they just make this thing taller so it could have a proper screening?
The internet really hates it, but I think that it has promise, and not promise from the company, but promise for what it is. It is an emulator running on that device.
Is it a proprietarily programmed emulator, or is it something that's ripped from the...
It is essentially a little Linux box running a Neo Geo emulator, and that's it.
Really?
And it has some stuff built onto it. It has an SD card, and people have actually already been able to rewire their ones and put Dingux on there, which is for the Dingu.
Mm-hmm.
What they
Dingux?
Thought...
It's a type of Linux.
It's a Linux distribution for the Dingu.
Oh.
Now,
I thought it was like a card, and I was like,
ugh. No.
Sounds
what
like
they've done.
Pokemon.
What they've done is, it runs off SD cards. Now you're like, oh, I'll just put any SD card in there and hack the motherfucker. Wrong. When they made the SD cards, each SD card has 9 pins on the back.
Mm-hmm.
They've cut 4 of the pins and reversed them.
That's a simple polarity switch. It's nothing too hard.
Right. But that means that even some power users aren't going to deal with cutting and soldering and rewiring their own SD cards in order to hack it. Mm-hmm. However, you can order some of those on the internet, and they've already shown promise. They can already run any other ROM you put on there that's for Neo Geo. It can run those just fine. They're slowly working on being able to hack it and just put on a fresh operating system. The internal storage isn't actually internal storage. If you open it up, there's just an SD card inside that's attached to the board.
How much is the unit?
Now, the unit does not come... That will be sold for, I believe, $115 or $120.
Well, that's not bad at all. I'm thinking like $300 or something.
Comes right now packaged as a box set. I bought mine for $125 on Amazon on a good deal. Mm-hmm. It's marked... Standard operating price at MSRP is $200. But you can find it for significantly less if you just shop for a couple of days, couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a docking station, which is the scale model of the original Neo Geo, the home console, and it plugs into it inside of it, and then that's your docking station to charge it and run it to your TV. Okay. It also comes with a scale model of the original joystick, the 4-button clicky joystick for the Neo Geo that plugs into the device, and you can play on the TV with your joystick.
Now, does that have an HDMI out?
It does. It has HDMI and AV. However, the AV out feels better than the HDMI out.
Was it just because you like the analog output as opposed to the digital one?
It's because right now it has a bug in the firmware that it does, has some weird, like, it doesn't quite... It only goes up to 480 when it outputs right now. It's supposed to be able to do the 720, but it doesn't. So the AV with the blur looks better than...
So is that a... okay, the AV out, is that still using, like, a composite engine on the thing to push out analog? So it's still an analog signal being pushed out that. Not like a digital signal being pushed on an AV. And
correct.
Plugged in. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, just with him playing, I think that clicking would drive me crazy after a certain
point. If you're laying next to your significant other, going click, 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 click.
I just like to point out that, honestly, it would drive me nuts and fuck you all you guys.
I'm going to kill you in your sleep, you pretentious douchebag.
He might actually do that one of these days.
Yeah, well, you got to go some way.
But a good run.
Yeah.
Out of anyone in this relationship, I would be the one that would go crazy and kill everyone.
Ultimately, I'm not upset about my purchase. Like, I don't have buyer's remorse. It is exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's a fun little collector's item for the Neo Geo, and hopefully we'll have some hack potential soon. And that's really what I look for, like, in a device. I really like customization. The promise of hacking is sometimes as good as the ability to hack, and that's fun to me. I'm not upset with it, but I understand why the internet hates it. On the other hand, the other video game system that the internet hates, and it is totally unfounded, is the Ouya. Everyone right now on Reddit is all about the Ouya lied, or they didn't get it out in time, or they're just stealing our money, or it's vaporware, or it's crap. Okay.
Ouya.
It is a $99 piece of hardware. It streams things from the internet with Netflix, no problem, like a champ. It runs 1080p video straight to my TV, like a champ. It emulates the N64 in higher quality than the N64 could. Like, the polygons are crisper and cleaner and nicer.
The gameplay has good FPS?
Excellent FPS. Mm-hmm. It has its own games, like Chrono Blade, which is awesome. As much other games that are really good.
Own games, you know, Chrono Blade is in the...
Chrono Blade is a game that's on, that was made for Ouya and Facebook and a couple other games. And it's awesome.
Oh, okay. I've yet to play that on Facebook. I've never seen it and stuff like that.
It's really good. Hmm. Does it have some problems? Yeah. Is it a little buggy at times? Yeah. It's open source. Is it ever going to be as good as a PlayStation 4? No. But it's $99 and it's sweet. Hmm. And that's what I have to say about the Ouya.
Ouya.
Oh,
yeah.
It has a fun name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a comic shop nerd who is a generous support from listeners like you. As supported to entertainment, we rely on you to keep it to this and other shows in the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling your friend, rating it, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio, images, and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Go to nerdyshow.com/support and chip in. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
Why are your hips wagging so much?
I love that!
You're like, woo, woo, woo! It was awesome.
I think I can go faster.
Hey, hey, it's Chandler.
Dad. How did you get into the apartment?
Door locked. Door.
Oh.
He went through the window.
I'm still going to just steal a bunch of shit while you guys are in here recording. See how much I can get down to my car before you guys would have heard me.
Totally just stole everything.
If you had stolen the night, I would have been impressed.
Night?
I bet you he's really you creepy and loud.
Did you not see that. The night?
Oh, that night. I think about like as
if you would have said the suit of armor. I was thinking a more abstract.
Yeah, I was thinking like, the night as in like we stole the night
instead of lighting up the night.
Right.
We stole it.
He
like
stole
you
it.
Just like open the door and it's daylight. Just
yeah, it's just like what the fuck ever. Like I stole the night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.